What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast and happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a splendid, gorgeous, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day. Speaking of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious girlies, hey girl, how you doing?
That's a lot of words. I'm good.
That's it.
That's
just
one
good.
Word. That's one word. Such a snitch answer.
Yeah. Just how are you? Good.
Literally, that's like such a dead end in podcasting.
It's giving Hugh Grant.
Good. Yeah, good. It is. That's my energy today. No, I am doing very well. Thank you. I'm a little jealous because I heard that you guys are having a snow day and I see you're wearing moon boots and that's just like a vibe I would kill for.
I know. It's actually not like a vibey snow day, if that makes you feel any better. One, because it's a Tuesday. So like, you know, meh. Two, it's like flurries. It's like half rain, half snow. So it's not sticking. The floor, like the streets are just wet. It's not like a gorgeous white Christmassy vibe. There's really not much for you to feel FOMO about.
That's really sweet. Thanks, Turdy Lou. You always know how to cheer me up.
And you know how I feel about the snow in New York. It's heavenly for about 15 minutes, and then it's weeks and weeks of hard brown snow on every corner. Oh, you're going to slip and hurt yourself. Like, it's not all it's cracked up to be in the movies.
Not a lot of things aren't.
So true.
What else?
I actually had two stories I wanted to share from Lisbon yesterday that I forgot to share. The first being that I can't believe I didn't even like come on here and tell everyone I was literally hit by a car.
Right.
No, but right. You sound, I was literally hit by a car.
Yeah.
That right was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, I saw your story.
I was hit by a car. Because, you know, one of my favorite things about traveling abroad, and just not even abroad, like other cities, is they all have that scooter thing, you know, Lime and Bird. It's such a fabulous way to get around town. I've done it in Austin. I did it in Rome. In Rome, I'm telling you, I saw the whole city in one day. Like, it's so fast to get around. It's really great. So when they had it in Lisbon, I was so excited. And we ended up in this, like, really busy part of town having lunch. And there was so much traffic. We're like, okay, so let's Bird back to the hotel, it'll be like fun and it'll be a great way to see more of the city. But Lisbon is like not the type of town built for birds. Like they really shouldn't have them there. It's so hilly, like the craziest inclines. So all four of us, me, Margo, Emily, and Ben are scootering. We're getting up this cobblestone hill. Me and Ben, like our scooters stop halfway because like honestly, we weigh too much. Like it couldn't do it. Margo and Emily like make it all the way to the top. We're halfway on this crazy hill and we have to start pushing our scooters. Jackie, I actually cannot imagine like a more hellish endeavor. It was giving cardiac hill, remember?
Yeah.
When Jackie and I went to camp, there was this truly horrendous hill, like one of the worst hills ever. And they called it cardiac hill because walking up it will literally put you into cardiac arrest. That's where I was. But you know what? I didn't let that, oh, bless you. I didn't let that, you know, dissuade me. I'm like, I'm still like, yeah, scooter. And then we get to like city center where there's like trains and cars and a million different crossroads. And I'm like starting to panic because there's really nowhere for us to scoot. So I'm like literally in the middle of the street and cars are honking at me. And this car is coming up from behind me and literally their rearview mirror knocks into me. Like, thank God I wasn't thrown off my scooter because it would have been so much worse. I caught myself and thank God also that Emily saw it because I know everyone else would have been like, you're so dramatic. You weren't hit by a car, but I was fucking hit by a car. And that was the time when I'm like, listen, it's over. I'm getting in a taxi. I'm parking my bird here. And then it was like a no parking zone. I couldn't win. It was fucking horrible. But I just wanted everyone to know, like, I was hit by a car and I live to tell the tale.
We're so glad that you could be with us, Turdy Lou.
Like I was bruised.
despite your circumstances.
I didn't need to go to the hospital, but like 1 inch closer, hospital.
I'm sure.
And then the other story that I think you're going to find hilarious, I literally had forgotten about it until this morning. So we were out and Ben was talking to like a bunch of the guys about, I think they were just talking about how like Ben can't take a good picture, you know? And one of Ben's like gripes with this world is famousbirthdays.com. That's like that. It's like a website that just has like everyone's birthday on the planet. If you're like a Z-lister, you're on there. So Ben's like so upset about the photo they use for his profile on famousbirthdays.com.
On my way.
Okay, yeah, check it out. I feel like you need context, too. Yep. It's really old. His eyes are, like, half closed. He's smiling, like, seriously, like a fucking freak.
He looks literally very good.
No.
This picture?
Maybe they changed it.
He looks very good.
Because the one that they used forever was the roast of Rob Lowe picture from the red carpet.
Okay.
So, whatever. So, Ben was telling this guy about the photo, and he wanted to show the guy, the photo that he was referencing. So Ben Googled, Ben Soffer celebrity. But can you listen to me? I keep telling stories. You're seizing, you're on your phone, you're on your iPad. Bitch, fucking listen
to
me. I'm
searching Ben Soffer Rob Lowe roast.
It doesn't matter, just listen.
I am listening.
I'm like talking to nobody.
Ben Soffer celebrity. I'm so excited for what came up.
So Ben Googles Ben Soffer celebrity and he finds the photo that he needs. And Ben was like really drunk and he probably could have just Googled Ben Soffer, but like he wrote Ben Soffer celebrity. And so, whatever, the guy sees the picture and they have a laugh about it. But then like an hour later, Ben's talking to another group of guys about how they really all want to go to the Blink-182 concert at USB Arena in a few weeks.
No.
So Ben whips out his phone to find the date and they all see Ben Soffer celebrity as his most recent Google search. These guys, Ben, Jackie, roasted Ben to filth. Ben got in bed. He was so embarrassed. He was like, I don't know why I Googled that. Like, I was drunk and I should have just deleted it. And then everyone saw it and they thought I was Googling myself Ben Soffer celebrity. And I was like, listen, it's fine. It's fine. It's horrifying and embarrassing. And I'm so glad it wasn't me, but it's fine.
It's horrifying. Obviously, those people and Ben will not be lifelong friends. I hope they had a good night together because that was it for them.
No, honestly, if like that was me, like I would die. I'm so like I was trying to make him feel better. But like between us, I'm like, that's really bad.
That's really bad.
I didn't want to like make him spiral more and become more anxious. But I was like, that's so embarrassing. And then like when you're drunk and you just have even more anxiety about like, you know, something you did that was weird because you're drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Ben Soffer celebrity.
Ben Soffer celebrity.
Now I feel like I have officially recapped my trip to Lisbon, but like when I got off the show yesterday, I couldn't believe I forgot two of the best stories from Lisbon. I was literally hit by a car and Ben might as well have been hit by a car because it was so embarrassing.
He was emotionally hit by a car.
I was physically hit by a car. Ben was emotionally hit by a car. Exactly.
And I found the roast of Rob Lowe pics.
It's not the best of either of us, honestly. That was my first actually ever red carpet. I talked about it in my book because it was like such a big deal. And I was so insecure, like about everything, my face, my body. Like I was just like not a happy person physically at that time. And it was a dark day. I actually wore your dress.
Yeah.
Remember that dress? Mm-hmm. And like a Zara jacket, Zara, whatever.
It's honestly like not terrible. It's not an embarrassing look. Like it's okay. Not something that like ages horribly.
Okay, thank you.
Like really respectable.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. What was your like first photographed moment? Actually, I think I know what it is and I'm not going to say
it. No, that doesn't count. Okay. First, like, no, when I like went to something that was a red carpet and had my picture taken on a red carpet. Maybe OK Magazine?
Oh, yeah. That was like one of the worst photos of me ever.
Yeah.
That's also part of my like saying yes to life philosophy is like I'm really happy with the way I'm looking right now. Like my face is sitting
right.
You
gotta get your pictures in Getty Images.
I gotta get my pictures taken so I can replace the ones that exist out there. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like really, if I'm being totally transparent with our audience, the impetus behind saying yes to life.
I think that that is as good a reason as any.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Yeah.
So it's Tuesday. What does that mean to you?
It means that we're just easing into this week. We have some fun stories, nothing crazy. We're not going to change the world, but we're going to talk about a bunch of people doing funny, silly things.
Who knows, Jackie? We might change the world. Don't say that.
Yeah, I think every day we change the world in our own small way.
Jackie, that's beautiful.
And at least we're not like destroying the world like so many other entities.
Like we're not contributing to like the negativity and
But like we're not like, you know, a bank that's on the verge of collapse and can't give like hardworking people their money.
So true. You know, at least we're not a bank. Could be worse things than being a bank.
I don't know. I feel good about the honest work that we do here.
100%, Jax. 100%.
So that's enough for me.
Now tell me, how is Rold?
Oh, he gave us hell last night. He and I have a little cold, both of us. So nothing like crazy, but just enough to make you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And he was up a lot in the night. So we were up a lot in the night. But he seems great today. Like he's same old Rold.
So Rold. Like ruin everyone's night. Wake up. Sprightly energy. What are we doing?
Everyone? Yeah. I'll hey have guys, pancakes.
Hey guys, get up. It's 7. Come on.
Hey mom, what are you making?
What are you making for breakfast?
Well, he did have pancake and I had bagel, which he then wanted my bagel. I was like, no.
Ugh, these kids like always taking everything you have.
Desperate for my coffee. I'm like, yeah, I'll leave it here. You could have it in 20 years.
Imagine Harry drinking coffee. Like so cute.
It's also disgusting.
Your coffee?
Yeah. Because I just have like Nespresso with half and half. It tastes like coffee that's like a real coffee.
Real coffee, right.
But I know he liked my little cup, Chiara Ferragni X Nespresso.
And how is LC number two? I feel like we haven't spoken about like the baby in your belly.
Totally. That's so us. Good.
That's so us.
Good. You know, just I'm so happy in my second trimester. It's so much more pleasant than my first trimester. I have more energy, been running some errands, been driving a little bit. Yeah, our girl got her nails done. If you're watching on the YouTube, I have a manicure for the first time since November. Shout out. And I'm really just excited. Like I missed having a manicure that like it looks that is 100% perfect, not chipped.
It's just
once
nice.
It gets chipped, then I'll be like, I miss having bare nails that I didn't have to upkeep.
It's just nice to look down at your hands and like not feel ashamed.
Yeah, no, and I've got nice hands. Plus, like with my prenatals, my nails are growing long and strong. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to dress them up since they're looking so gorgeous.
Because she's a girl with freedom. She can go where she pleases because she has a license and a Tesla.
I have my Tesla and I finally got my charger installed for my Tesla.
Oh, good.
That was holding me back a little bit, even though Zach like did take it to get charged for me. So I had enough battery, but it's like now that I have my charger, I am completely set. Like first I got my permit, but I still need my license. Then I have my license, but I don't have a car. Then I have a car, but I need someone to drive with me. Now then I have a car, but it doesn't have battery. So now it's like, I still would like when someone drives with me, but I need to.
Yeah, now you just need a parent or guardian.
Yeah, I need a turdy.
You need a turdy. Well, I have a trip planned to come see you, a very quick trip. At the end of this month, one day in and out, just enough time to kiss Rold, let Kaylor yell at me, and let Levi watch the yelling, the abuse. And then I'm coming back a few days later for a good amount of time. So Jackson and Claude are going to be back together again.
Can't wait to see Rold. Like, drive you around in my Tesla.
I can't wait to be a passenger princess too and like being like, you know, you've been quite a distracting passenger princess for the many years I've driven you around, especially when I was younger and not so confident. I mean, the only car accident I've ever gotten into was 100% your fault. So I'm excited to be that for you.
Can't wait.
Make content. Totally. Sing, choose the music.
And it's awesome. Really fun choosing the music in the Tesla. It's like a big iPad and you just pull up Spotify. It's all there. It looks like the Amazing. Spotify app. Like it's so easy.
Amazing. I'm so looking forward to the relaxation of being in the passenger seat.
Well, it's not like that relaxing because you're still driving with moi.
Yeah, it's true. You're a very tense driver. I feel like your shoulders are like up by your ears.
Yeah. Yeah, it just depends. Once I get into a groove, it's good. And I have to know like where I'm going. I always map out my route, you know?
No, but also having to adhere to a map while you're still like not that comfortable driving. And like you take 1 second to look to the GPS and you feel like in front of you, like everything's going to crash.
No, I know. But that's why like the whole time that I'm driving, I figure out which direction my next turn is. And I stay in that lane the whole time.
Of course.
Unless it's the left lane.
Oh, do you not fuck with the left lane?
Like, not if I don't have to, just because I don't want to slow everyone down.
Right. No. And then people honk at you and cut you off. It's like embarrassing.
Yeah. No, it's just like, I don't want to draw attention to myself. Like I'm not embarrassed that I'm driving the speed limit. Like I'm really not.
You should be. You should be.
But I'd rather like,
do you not drive below the speed limit?
What?
Do you drive below the speed limit?
No.
Okay.
But I'd rather be with people who are more my speed.
No, like more, you know, like-minded individuals.
Like-minded individuals. Is there anything better?
No. No. So we've got a great, great show for you guys today. And if that's all she wrote, then that's all she wrote.
Yeah. So without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Caraway. Get a head start on spring cleaning with Caraway. Their thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage make getting and staying organized easier than ever. You can now save 10% on the full suite of Caraway products, from their internet-famous cookware to their newly launched food storage set. So their high-quality ceramic-coated kitchenware is free of PTFE like Teflon. It's free of lead. It's free of cadmium and other toxic chemicals. And their kitchenware comes in a variety of chic shades that all include contemporary, easy-access storage solutions. So their naturally slick surface means minimal oil or butter for slide-off-the-pan eggs and easy cleaning. There's so much about Caraway to unpack. Like, one, the surface. Oh, my God. No longer the days of like scrubbing, scrubbing, getting literal carpal tunnel just to get the eggs off the pan. They clean so easily. They work really well. They're really beautiful. So it looks good in your kitchen, not like cluttered and gross. And they're super easy to storage. If you don't have a ton of storage space, like in an apartment in New York City, there's not like drawers full of like mismatched pans and pots and covers. So again, it's non-toxic, it's easy cooking, and it's well-loved. Over 40,000 people have raved about their Caraway kitchen. So now it's time for you to try it yourself. I feel like whenever Jackie is cooking on social media, you'll see her using her Caraway. You know, the once a month I get in the kitchen, I exclusively use Caraway, and I'm always washing my Caraway because it's in the sink every morning because Ben only uses it. Like, we have so many different pans, he only uses the Caraway one. I really should just toss my other ones. So visit carawayhome.com/toast10 to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/toast10 or use code toast10 at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Today's episode is also brought to you by Thrive Market, our go-to for all of our grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting it all quickly shipped to our doorstep is a huge time saver. So if you become a Thrive Market member, you can save money on every single order. On average, Jackie and I are saving over 30% each time. Getting that big Thrive Market box to your house once a week, once every 2 weeks, it's nothing better. What are some of your favorite items you've discovered? Because they have really good, they have the stuff you know, and it's really easy to discover new brands too.
Yeah, they also have Thrive Market branded things. So for all of my like cooking needs and cooking supplies, like I use their olive oil spray, avocado spray, their granola, like they make their own products too. And like, it's just so great because it's a marketplace with clean food. So really anything that you want to get there, you don't have to like, do the vetting. You don't have to walk through the grocery store and look at all the ingredients. Like if it's on Thrive Market, it is.
Thrive Market approved.
Thrive Market approved.
Yeah. And so the filters on their website save you a lot of time because whether you're looking for like gluten-free snacks, non-toxic cleaning essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with just the click of a button. And when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need. Their one-for-one membership matching program. Basically, you join and Thrive Market gives. So join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/thetoast for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thetoast, thrivemarket.com/thetoast.
Thank you, Turdy Lou.
You're welcome.
First story, little romance news becoming a little more legit. Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny dating rumors are heating up as they left the Oscars bash together.
Oh, I didn't see this. I saw they went for sushi with a group.
Yeah, there was some group activity, but now Kendall and Bad Bunny were seen leaving Beyonce and Jay-Z's 2023 Oscars after party together on Sunday night, further fueling rumors that they are romantically involved. It's unclear if they arrived together, but they were photographed skedaddling from the soiree in the same vehicle at the end of the evening. While she attempted to cover her face with her hand to avoid the paparazzi, he seemed a little more relaxed around the cameras. Earlier in the evening, she went to Vanity Fair's annual Oscars bash alongside Hailey Bieber and her sister Kylie. Then it seemed like they were going to an after party. There was an outfit change, and they call Kendall from the party bus, and they're like, "We're here, come out." So I think she went with them still to this Beyonce Jay-Z party and then left with Mr. Bunny.
By the way, I'm really obsessed with this pairing. Like, the more photos I see of them together, the more I really, like, think about how they're so perfectly matched from, you know, fame to looks. And I feel like they actually, not that I literally know either of them on a personal level, but I feel like their personalities would vibe too, because she's, like, chill, cool girl. I like to drink beer. I'm kind of weird and nerdy. And, like, I see them being a match. I really do. And I think this is great. I've said it once. I've said it again. Like, the family needs something fresh. They need something right now, and I think this could be it. Especially, like, what if they go to, like, the Met Gala together?
Obsessed if they go to the Met Gala together. I really like them as a couple, and I do feel like if you're leaving an after party together in the wee hours,
yeah,
alone, like, you're hooking up.
No, for sure. And this is, like, keep in mind, you know, sharing after, a car for...
No, but after a few dates. So it's not, yes, just, like, they're met at the party and, like, they're gonna, you know, boink tonight, but it's like there's a relationship, yeah, that's brewing.
And, like, keep in mind, you know, sharing a car for us mere mortals is a method of convenience, but these people have a surplus of everything, drivers, cars. So it's a specific thing to share. That means you're going to the same place.
Yeah, no, and Kylie had a bus for them. She could have gotten, right, back on the bus, and she didn't.
No, like, there were so many options for her in terms of transportation, but she chose to drive with Bad Bunny. And I'm choosing to believe that that means something.
It does mean something. And it means something really good and hopeful for all of us.
Yeah, I like this. You know, for Kendall, I really thought, like, we were not going to see her, like, dating anymore. Because I really thought her and Devin Booker were OTP. And while I am still grieving the loss of that relationship, I kind of love, like, single Kenny. Like, I kind of forgot how before, because she was with Devin for a while. Like, she really is, like, this bachelorette, like, this gal about town. She's, you know, the it girl of fashion, but she's also on reality TV. And she just is, like, she's kind of everything of the sort. So, you know, she dated Harry Styles. Like, she really can date whoever she wants. And, like, Bad Bunny is very much, like, upper echelon of, like, eligible bachelors. And Kendall's just out here, like, pulling guys like this, like Bad Bunny and Harry Styles. And, like, it's fun to watch, you know, as a mortal.
Yeah, but in the words of Kendall, it's none of your business where I throw this pussy.
Kendall said that?
Yeah, you didn't remember that tweet?
Throw this pussy.
Yeah, that's what she said.
No, but that has to have been, like, a fake tweet. No, that went,
Claudia,
viral.
No. Someone was, like, there was a story about how Kendall had dated, like, a couple NBA players. And someone, like, commented on it nastily.
Of
about
course.
How she's being passed around by NBA Ooh. Players. Oh, she said, they act like I'm not in full control of where I throw this cooch.
Okay, by the way, that's, like, my new response to everything. Like, when everyone's like, oh, are you on Ozempic? It's literally none of your business where I throw this cooch. Like, that's that's literally going to be my go-to. I think I'm going to change my Instagram bio. But I liked pussy better. No offense. I don't like the word cooch.
A cooch makes it a little less pornographic.
Yeah.
You know?
But I, like, love, we've had this conversation. I love the word pussy. Not in the way that, like, people in porn love the word pussy.
And I wish I knew it was cooch. That way I didn't have to have said it.
Oh, I like the word pussy. Like, I think it's, like, so sweet. But we had this conversation, like, 3 years ago on the toast, and the morning toast back then, and people were, like, not agreeing. But, like, we just grew up in a house where the word pussy was, like, a cute word for vagina. Like, oh, little pussy, you know?
Yeah. And, like, there's been, like, sort of, like, she's talked about this tweet before, I think, because I think people thought that, like, maybe Chloe wrote it for her or something. She was like, no. Right. And the sisters were like, no.
That is something Chloe would
Kendall
say.
Kendall wrote that herself.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like we don't really know Kendall.
Yeah, because that's a crazy thing to say from the girl that, like, we thought was just very chill.
Right. You know, kind of nerdy, not like other girls.
Yeah. Maybe she isn't like other girls.
Sounds like she might not be. Actually, not in an ironic way, but, like, in an actual way.
So it's just a good reminder that she is in control of where she throws that cooch. And perhaps the other night it was thrown in the direction of Bad Bunny.
And if it is, even though it's none of our business, I just want to know, I support it.
100%.
And I just think the lesson from today's show is, like, let's all be in control of where we throw our cooch, you know?
Yeah.
Take that, you know? Be in control. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for our next story?
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me, quick jump up before you let it get inside of me.
Are you ready for our next story, which is a twofer of potential ex-run-ins at the Oscars?
I'm obsessed with this. Obsessed, obsessed.
First, Austin Butler and Vanessa Hudgens have an awkward run-in at the Oscars after party.
So unfortunate for Vanessa. Like, really, the timing could not have been worse for her. Like, the universe wanted to ruin her night.
Yeah. The actress was caught on video looking down at her phone, seemingly in an attempt to avoid eye contact with her ex as she walked past him, Austin Butler, at the Vanity Fair Oscars party. At the time, he was standing next to Sharon Stone waiting for a car outside the swanky event. So he's standing on the curb with Sharon Stone, and they're both tall people already. And Vanessa, our mini queen, is walking in front of them, but I think she's on the street. So she's like already short, and now she's shorter. Before she's about to cross in front of them, she sees that it's Austin, so she's looking at her phone. He doesn't see her until she's passed, and then he sees what had happened. He's like, ooh.
Yeah, and it's just so unfortunate because, like, the area in which they were was actually enclosed, but Sharon and Austin Butler just happened to be standing in, like, this open area where the paparazzi across the street were filming and taking photos. So not only did we get a film interaction of this, like, entire awkward moment, there's also now paparazzi photos of, like, literally Vanessa beelining across, standing directly in front of Austin Butler and ignoring him. Like, it's so unfortunate. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah, but it's inevitable, question mark?
Literally.
No, but it is like it, and it's so crazy how when you date someone in the business, like, you're gonna see them around, and it's just wild that they were together for 10 years. It's not like,
it's not nothing,
any old ex. It's literally like an ex-husband.
Yeah, no, and like when he first got cast as Elvis, like, it appeared as though they were on decent terms. Like, she was on Kelly and Ryan saying, like, I've always wanted this for him. He had actually, like, credited her being like, it was actually her idea. Like, so it seemed like they were still supporting one another. And then slowly but surely, like, that stopped. And then Vanessa recently commented on that meme, like, making fun of Austin's voice. So it's clear that there is bad blood.
Yeah.
When at first I thought maybe it was amicable.
No, there's totally bad blood. And she's engaged now, so that's good for her. She walked by with a ring on her finger.
Yeah.
He's with Kaya Gerber, also good for him. It's just fucking awkward no matter how you slice it.
No, I know. And it's like, I'm happy for Vanessa that, like, at least she's, like, keeping up with him. Like, he really left her and, like, ascended to fame. Like, he was a Disney star, Nickelodeon, the Carrie Diaries when they were together. And then right when they broke up is, like, when he became this big star at the Oscars. And, like, you know what? I'm glad she's at the Oscars, too. Like, oh, you thought you could ditch me and go to the Oscars? I'm here, too, bitch, on my own.
Yeah.
Like, good for her. At least we have that.
Yeah. Well, part B to the story, someone who wasn't in the mood to see an ex, rumors are that Tom Cruise missed the Oscars to avoid seeing Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
The Tom Cruise allegedly feels the need to stay far away from his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman. The Top Gun actor was noticeably absent from the 2023 Oscars on Sunday, despite the new movie being nominated for 6 awards and it really being his movie. He was reportedly MIA because he wanted to avoid an awkward run-in with Nicole, whom he divorced more than 20 years ago. A source told the Daily Mail that Tom was not there because she was there and he did not want a run-in. But other insiders say that his absence was not personal and instead the result of scheduling issues. What do we think?
Well, I think if true, like, it's entirely possible. Like, the Oscars is Nicole Kidman's domain. Like, she's nominated all the time. She's always in shit that's being nominated. He's, like, really, like, not, like, I know he's a movie star, but he's not, like, an Oscar, like, guy. Like, that's her area, you know? Like, that's her territory.
Was she nominated this year or in anything that was nominated?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Like, she's queen of the Oscars. Like, she always goes.
Yeah.
She's been going for the last, like, 20 years. Yeah. So I could see him, like, bowing out. There's, like, I feel like nobody even really talks about their marriage. Like, there is so much there.
Clearly, there's a lot there if he's avoiding the Oscars because of her. But I don't know Tom Cruise at all. I don't know him from Adam.
You don't?
But I feel like he wouldn't let something like this stop him. Yeah. Especially like it's his movie. It was really his year at the movies. Like, everybody's talking about Top Gun. You can't talk about Top Gun without Tom Cruise. I don't think that he was going to, like, be shy and be like, no, it's awkward. He's also 60. I don't think 60-year-olds get awkward.
That is true. And I do agree. I think personality-wise, I think what we know about him, like, from Scientology, is, like, he's like a beast. Like, he doesn't back down from a thing.
Yeah, he does his own stunts. He can't see his ex on the carpet.
No, that's totally fair and totally a really good way of looking at it. He doesn't seem like the type of guy to back down from, like, a potentially uncomfortable. Like, if he wants to do something, he's fucking Tom Cruise. Like, he gets it done. You know, he thinks he's, like, toxic male.
Yeah, he's not, like, skirting around Nicole Kidman 20 years after their divorce.
Is Tom Cruise single?
I was just wondering that. He's publicly single. Like, he's not publicly in a relationship, but he's got to, like, have girlfriends. I don't know
how. I mean, I know he's like rich and famous, but I don't know how anyone would want to be with him. Like, when you look at Katie Holmes and Nicole Kidman, like how they both ran from him and like how serious and like deadly their divorces are. He seems so toxic. Like the Scientology of it all. And Nicole's, their kids together, Nicole and Tom's kids, don't talk to Nicole because she left Scientology.
Yeah.
Like that's fuck. Like that's.
But he could date a Scientologist.
Just, yes, he could. I guess if you're like into Scientology, that's like the most eligible bachelor out there.
King of the universe.
That's like the Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Can't relate. He's also like not cute.
There's a lid for every pot, Turtie Lou.
Oh my God. Ain't that the truth? I mean, Buster Murdaugh has a girlfriend. So if you're out there, you know, feeling like there's no hope for you, just know there is.
Yeah.
Because that freak, not only is he like the weirdest looking motherfucker of all time, but his family, he has a girlfriend. So keep going on those apps. It's going to happen for you.
It is going to happen for you.
That's so true. There is a cover for every pot.
Yeah.
Caraway.com/toast10.
And at Caraway, it's not like one of those pots where you can never find the cover. Like mine, so true. It's just like so clear which one's the right
so
one.
So true. So true.
Between Caraway and Thrive Market, like you're going to have an amazing meal.
Ugh, I could use an amazing meal. What are you going to have for lunch today?
So I don't know about lunch, but I'm actually was going through my cookbooks this morning looking for a dinner recipe.
And what'd you land on?
I haven't found something that like looks like what I'm craving. I got to get into another book.
I've actually been thinking like today I'm going to switch up my lunch because I was saying yesterday like I ate so poorly in Lisbon. I'm trying to have like actually like nutritious meals and I feel like I really need some roughage. I still haven't made a poo.
Yeah.
But I can't really eat a salad. Like that's just not how I was built. But I'm thinking a wrap.
Wrap is so good. What about a smoothie? It's such really a good way to like shove lettuce into things. Like I'll make a smoothie and like I'll put so much spinach in it, but when you blend up spinach it tastes like nothing. It's like green water, and then you add all the good flavors. It's like, oh my God, I just had 3 cups of spinach.
Maybe, yeah, maybe I'll think about it. Like I think a wrap is a good place to start for me.
Yeah, for lunch, maybe a smoothie for snack.
Maybe
with like a little protein for you. Actually, you get like, a lot what? Of you probably have put, more protein than me in your day. You eat chicken at every meal.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not, my protein, I'm good.
Yeah, no, protein's a concern for me. I don't use protein powder, though.
Roughage? No, I don't know her.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get into, like, a Half-Baked Harvest book because I've been feeling like I get so many reels, cooking videos, and, like, chicken is just not what I'm feeling right now. Meat, not at all. Tomato base, not really either. Mm. But, like, you know, a light salad, like an orzo salad. You know what I mean? I feel like HBH has some good recipes. I need to do my
get into it.
I need to do my research. And then that's going to be my outing for the day, is going to get the ingredients for my dinner because I'm trying to drive every day.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good.
Thanks, Turtie Lou. I'm glad you approve.
You're welcome.
Are you ready for our next story?
Is it our, what is it, our third?
It's our third.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tyler Cameron revealed he only had $200 when he was dating Gigi Hadid. So this interview is going viral because Tyler Cameron is talking about, one, when he dated Gigi, and I don't think he's ever gone into such detail, and two, he's talking about the financial aspects of dating Gigi Hadid when he just came off of a reality show.
Right.
The reality star enjoyed a brief 2-month romance with Gigi in 2019, shortly after his stint on The Bachelor. He appeared on Monday's episode of the podcast Trading Secrets, and he disclosed his lack of finances at the time. So Jason said, quote, he goes to me, dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I've got $5,000 in my bank account. I don't know what my next job is, and I'm dating Gigi Hadid. Tyler corrected him and said, not even $5,000. I had like $200. You know what I mean? He said, I'd be going on dates. Like, this is in my early days of living in New York City. I'm living on Matt's beanbag. I have no money, but I'm like the happiest I've ever been because like the world is wide open to me in New York City. I can do whatever I want. He recalled calling his dad from the bathroom to ask him for money to pay for the date he was on. I'd be going on dates. I'm like calling up Pops in the bathroom. I'm like, Pops, I don't think my credit card's going to go through. I need you to send me money right now.
And that's so cute.
And he's like, you got it, son. So go get it.
Oh.
Jason asked, when you go on a date with Gigi, only have $200 to your name. How do you pay for it? Do you ever have a story? Like, how are you managing that? Tyler explained that you're just crossing your fingers at this point. At this point, I don't even know what a credit card is. I got a straight debit card. So when you hit zero, you hit zero.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just crossing my fingers, hoping it swipes, and it just keeps swiping.
No, that's so funny. I've often wondered about the logistics of when Tyler was dating Gigi, but I'm not, I'm less focused on the financials of it all. I'm so curious about the funeral. Like, the funeral. That's to me one of the great wonders of the world. It's like, who, what, when, where, why, how did Tyler Cameron, who was like literally been on 3 dates with a girl, ended up flying to the Netherlands for her grandma's funeral? Like, the questions just are endless.
Yeah. You know, they're both single right now, sort of.
Yeah, wasn't Gigi was linked to Leo,
but then Leo was linked
to that child.
Yeah, and then she went back home, I think.
And yeah, now but then Gigi, they were also,
and Leo, they keep saying they're at the same parties, but like everybody's right. at the same party.
But there are only so many parties for cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know if they're together, but they are still. They are both single right now. But I feel like they weren't, Gigi and Tyler weren't like OTP. It was really like a moment in time, flash in the pan. Like you had to be there, you know?
Yeah. But what's also funny is like, she's obviously so successful. He just came off. I'm sure she didn't know the extent of his finances, but it's like, right. she's still not paying for the date.
No, by the way. And you know what? I respect that about Gigi yeah. Hadid. She's a woman who wants to be taken care of. Like your financial situation is irrelevant to me. You're paying for dinner. Like
yeah.
that. I am truly on my way to becoming one of the world's richest women. Oh, you don't have a pot to piss in or a bed to sleep in? Let's go to Carbone.
Figure it out.
Yeah. No,
you'll like, find a way.
We stand, you know, she's a traditional chivalrous queen.
Yeah.
Obviously Tyler's in a better financial situation now, which is, you know, good for him.
Yeah. And it's good that he can look back on that time and just and not like focus on, you know, the stress of the finances of it all. But really, like, it makes sense that it was the happiest time for him. He was like on top of the world. He's dating Gigi. Like, he's beloved. He's moved to New York City. His
life changed in an instant.
The world really opened up to him. Like, I imagine it was so exciting. And he was just like ready to grab life by the balls.
Right, because before the show, he was like working in construction in Florida, like lived a very happy, simple life. And then within like a couple of weeks, he was a nationwide superstar, yeah. like known by everyone. And then on top of that, to not only come out on top from the franchise, but then to get to take it to another level that nobody had ever done before, which is like dating a celebrity, not only a celebrity, like the world's biggest supermodel. How could that not be the happiest time of your life?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So just fun factoids from behind the scenes.
Jason Tardik is always getting people to like open up about how much money they have or had on his podcast. I did his podcast once. You should check it out. It was a good episode. I didn't reveal anything. I'm not into this whole culture like demanding financial transparency from everyone. Like you want to be transparent about what you make? Love that for you. Don't fucking ask me, bitch, because I'm not telling you.
Yeah, there are some things that are just timeless. I think not talking about money is one of them. I think there's times where it's beneficial, but like, it's not a prerequisite
for existing. No, there's times where it's beneficial, especially in like really corporate environments where like they don't allow you to talk about your salary so that you don't make more. Like that's toxic. I get that.
No, but that's not what people on TikTok are demanding of others.
No, what people are demanding in this culture is like total financial transparency about everything, especially for influencers. It's like, girl, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah.
Like, just know I'm never going to tell you. Ever. Yeah. Ever. Because you know what? I'm gatekeeping. Sure. That's what they call it now.
It's not because you're gatekeeping.
No, that's what they call it. No, I'm saying that's what they call it. Because you're not going to help other women.
How's that going to help anyone?
Why is it my job to help other women?
No, but why would that help another woman? How does that help another woman? Explain it.
Like, to let her know her worth, I guess?
No, your worth is like, it's say for your podcast, your worth is your listeners, not because you're a woman.
Yeah. No, I just like, not to be like, let's be really honest. This is going to be probably one of the most honest things I say. Like when I get up every morning, like I'm looking out for me and only me. Like I cannot bear the brunt of having to like help other women, you know?
No, but even if you could bear the brunt, like that's just dishonest to say that Claudia Ashray should share this information because it would help other women. It wouldn't. It really, really wouldn't.
No, and like that's not to say, like, let's say there was a woman. By the way,
I'm one of those people who just said,
I know,
woman.
I know.
Why
I
does
know,
that I happen to me? Only on the show.
I heard it.
It's someone's messing with me.
I just want to clarify, like, that's not to say, like, if there is a, like, if there is a person, what's with women? If there's a person who helped me, I help them. But I'm just not out here helping for the sake of helping. I'm not that person. No,
and it's like if you go to like a dinner with like one-to-one with influencer, aspiring influencer, and they're like starting out, like in that situation, you can be helpful. Of course, like, girl, you are not getting paid what you deserve.
Of course. And by the way, it's worth noting, I do that a lot. Like people, right. I find people like are always asking me for like advice and stuff.
But again,
and I'm more than happy to give it.
What the public is asking you to do on TikTok.
Yeah, no, the public is like, you have to make a video and tell everyone what you got paid for every single thing and how much you pay.
And
in taxes
that's gonna help women, Turdy Lou. Don't forget it.
Right. And I don't support women if I don't do that. Well, you know what? Maybe I don't support women because I've met some of you and you're the worst.
And that's just like not what it takes to support women, but okay.
No. I've said this once, I'll say it again. And I've kind of been like really kind of refining my thesis on the whole women supporting women thing. And I just think it's worth mentioning. Like, I support people, and it's worth mentioning that some of the most vile human beings I've ever met in my life were women. I would say all of them were. So I'm not just going to be out here blanket supporting women. Because like, what have you said about me?
Those people.
Right. What have you said about me? Question mark.
Yeah.
So I'm like always refining that thesis about women supporting women. It's changing all the time, you know?
Just like be a decent person, period. Like,
right. And then I'll do anything for you.
Yeah. No, but you're a decent person.
You're not just going to get my support and my advice because you're a woman.
No.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Are you a good person? Are you charitable? Are you kind? Are you generous? Mm-hmm. Question mark.
Are you ready for our next story? Question mark.
If it's the next story that's brought to you by Perfect Bar, exclamation point. Looking for a protein bar that actually...
Are you ready for our next story? If it's the next story that's brought to you by Perfect Bar.
Looking for a protein bar that actually tastes good? Well, look no further than Perfect Bar. With their lineup of fresh-from-the-fridge protein bars, Perfect Bar is exactly what you've been looking for. No chalky artificial aftertaste here. They're made with freshly ground nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods. Perfect Bar has a variety of products like protein bars, little snack-sized bars that are all so good and good for you. You'll be sure to find something you love. My favorite, I've said many times, dark chocolate chip, peanut butter, a little sea salt on there. It's gorgeous. I love that you keep it in the fridge because the chocolate gets like hard and cold and it's really delicious. They have a cookie dough texture. It's creamy. It's full of flavor and they're unlike any other bars out there. The snack size that they now come in is great because they're packed with up to 6 grams of protein and 150 calories. So a little goes a long way. Throw it in your purse before a long day. Throw it in your purse before you're traveling and you'll always just have something to keep you so you don't start getting like hangry on the plane. They're made with whole food ingredients. They contain no artificial preservatives. Perfect Bar is stored in the fridge, so you grab one after a workout for a quick bite while you're out shopping, and you'll feel good about what you're snacking on. Perfect Bar knows that it'll be love at first bite, so for a limited time offer, they are offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. That's right, free snacks. Listen up. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text, upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar. It'll go directly into your Venmo or your PayPal account. All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. Today's episode is also brought to you by Nutrafol. 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. If you're among them, know that you're not alone and that there's a solution that you can trust to deliver results. Millions of Americans experience thinning. Bless you. She sneezed on it. It's true. A lot of people experience thinning hair for a lot of different reasons. I honestly never really had an issue with this up until a few months ago when I had a change in my diet, which can really be the trigger for shedding, which is what I was experiencing. And Nutrafol, when I was looking for something to take, everyone I know recommended Nutrafol, and I had a really good experience with it. It's the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It's clinically shown to improve your hair growth, the thickness, the visible scalp coverage, and it supports healthy hair growth from within. So it targets the five root causes of thinning, which can be stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. And it does that through whole body health. Over 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support the toast by going to Nutrafol.com, enter promo code TOAST, and you will save $15 off your first month subscription. It is their best offer anywhere. It is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. So get that $15 off at Nutrafol.com, which is spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code TOAST will get you $15 off and free shipping on every order, Nutrafol.com.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Our next story, Avril Lavigne tells a topless woman to get the fuck off the stage at the Juno Awards.
Queen.
Avril Lavigne smoothly handled a topless protester at the 2023 Juno Awards Monday by telling the woman to get the fuck off the stage. The singer had been introducing performer A.P. Dillon during the Canadian Awards show when the woman crashed the stage with a message written on her back, "Save the Green Belt." Initially, Avril ignored the protester, but then turned around and swatted at her chest as she said, "Get the fuck off," and added one more time, "Get the fuck off, bitch." A male security guard then escorted the woman off the stage. It wasn't made entirely clear if, or immediately clear, if she was kicked out of the venue entirely, though I would thought she would. This evening's host, Marvel star Simu Liu, later Selling Sunset star.
Simu Liu, yeah.
Later complimented the punk rocker for handing the topless lady like a champion.
Ugh, I just fucking hate people who do shit like this. Whether you're doing it like just because you like to do pranks or because you're protesting something, like, I don't give a shit. If you are disturbing and being like a public menace, I fucking hate you. Like, I always think about that YouTuber who's like, I think he's Italian. He's like in Milan and his thing is like he'll go to celebrities and pick them up. Have you seen him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I fucking hate that guy. Like, I wish bad things on him. Like, I fucking hate people who do shit like this. Either for attention, she was clearly protesting something, and you know what? I don't fucking care.
I'm inclined to side with whatever you're protesting.
No, and now I'm inclined to destroy the green belt as opposed to saving it.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of recently like climate protests that are so fucking dumb. The art stuff, they're like throwing olive oil on the Mona Lisa, which they're all protected and they don't wind up doing any damage whatsoever. And it's like, what did you do for your cause? Because now we all just hate you.
Hate you. Perfectly said. Like, what did you do for your cause? We all just fucking hate you. And you know what? I hate your cause too. And I'm so impassioned by you being such a menace that I'm going to do everything in my power to actively work against your cause. Like, I don't even care what your fucking cause is.
Yeah.
I hate people like this. Like, remember when that girl, it's different because some people do it for like a cause, which I think is counterintuitive and stupid. But some people just do it like for pranks. Like that girl who literally hopped the stage at the Chanel fashion show right in Paris all those years ago. And like Gigi Hadid literally threw her off the stage. I hate people like that. Like, I really just can't. Like, I can't. One thing, that'll never be me.
Yeah, no. Pranking for prank's sake is also one of my least favorite
things. It's probably worse.
Really? Because I think it depends on the prank. Like, I think that Chanel runway thing was, like, annoying and stupid, but, like, kind of harmless.
Harmless. Victimless.
Yeah, and because it was handled so well, it just is, like, kind of, like, a funny anecdote. Maybe if it had, you know, they were chasing around the stage, it ruins the show, whatever. Could have gone another way. But just pranks for prank's sake, like, I think is so stupid.
Beyond.
But also, whatever this is, stunt protesting for your cause, also stupid.
No, but also, like, it's an award show. Like, there are probably minors there, and you have your tits out. Like, stop.
Right. Oh, we didn't even talk about the tits of it all. And then, like, the security guard has to get her off the stage, but she's, like, a naked woman.
But he can't touch her.
Right.
Yeah, no, like,
stop. But Claudia, you have to support women, including this one.
Right, right. Thus bringing me back to my aforementioned thesis.
But this woman doesn't support Avril, so now what? Now what do we do?
The girls are fighting. No, I just hate shit like this. And it's so layered as to why it's problematic. Like, one, just stop. Two, like, you can't be naked in public. I'm sorry. Like, we live in a civilized society. This is a music award show. I'm sure there's not a lot of kids there, but there probably is. They don't even see your fucking tits, okay? Yeah. Stop.
She is wearing pasties.
Doesn't matter.
Oh my God. Crazy.
I just hate, Avril handed it like a champ. I will say, so the security guard was very slow to react. And then once he got up there, like, he couldn't really do much because she was naked. So it was like a tough position for him to be in. But I definitely think it could have been handled a little better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just hope that Avril was able to find solace in the arms of her boyfriend, Tyga.
Hopefully.
That's all you can hope for.
A girl can dream.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Yeah.
We got to have some Bravo news in here.
Yeah, we have to. It's been such a big month for Bravo. Like,
and everybody wants every scrap of an update. And we both found this interesting because you sent me this clip.
Ow!
What?
Oh my God, I just knocked my microphone into my chin. Oh my, that hurts so bad. Like, really hard. I'm okay. First the car and now this.
Turdy, you have to take care of yourself.
I know. I'm bruised.
Listen
bruised
to your
matted.
Body.
My body's saying, take a nap.
Always. Andy Cohen issues a PSA for the upcoming Prom Girls episode. He said, you won't believe it. Andy Cohen has issued a PSA over the shocking upcoming episode of Vanderpump Rules as the fallout from Scandoval continues to unravel. He said, Bravo fans are not going to believe that Wednesday's episode, tomorrow, has not been edited since the news of the affair came to light. He said, there is something I want to say. Guys, you're going to watch Wednesday's episode. You are going to think that it was recut, okay? It was not recut. This is the episode. He warned that fans are going to be shocked to hear a conversation between Raquel, Lala, and Katie, as he promised viewers that the footage was not touched.
I believe him.
I watched it on my sick bed Wednesdays, the episode that's going to air in 2 days. Now it's tomorrow. I watched it and I was like, people are going to think we did this or move stuff up. The conversations that go on between Katie and Lala and Raquel are not to be believed in light of what has come out. This is how it was going to be shown, which makes it all the more shocking. You won't believe it.
Right. I'm curious what it is and what we would have thought if we didn't know this. Like, but when I heard this, I was so excited. I actually am having like a little viewing party tomorrow night. All my friends are coming over. I'm like, guys, we have to watch.
Oh my God, look at you. Well, I just want to say one thing,
yeah,
if I may, because I heard this clip and then like a few hours later I had this thought, which is that we saw this preview for the episode where Raquel says to Lala, like, well, good thing you don't have a man to bring around mm-hmm. that way. Like, Raquel won't be fucking around Leeching. With him.
Yeah.
But in this moment, you do have to remember that Raquel just found out that Lala hooked up with James while she was dating James. So I think so there is a little bit of resentment where it's like, oh, if you had a man to bring around right now and I'm single, like, you know, just give you a taste of your own medicine. So
it's actually so true. Lala has actual like nerve to say that given what she did to right. Raquel and
so
James.
So just that one conversation on its own, like a little bit, I feel like Raquel is pissed at Lala. Like, you hooked up with my boyfriend. Yeah, if you had one, you better be shitting your pants to bring him around.
Oh, you know what? You're so right.
But if I will be shocked by the conversation between the three of them, if anything about like Sandoval or Schwartz is mentioned. But when it comes to the Lala thing, it's like, we can't forget that Lala just admitted to hooking up with James
cheating.
While Raquel was dating him for years, engaged to him. And like, she still is like heartbroken over the relationship and just like a mess over it. So like, not to give her a pass for saying anything, but just that one line, like when you put in that context and I feel like she said it as a way to get back at her. Do you know what I mean?
No, by the way, you're 100% right. I totally forgot about that part because it's layered. And once you add the layers, it all kind of makes sense. Like, she's entitled to be a little bitchy.
But Andy said there's a conversation, not just that one thing. So,
you know, I don't think that's what he's referring to. It has to mention Sandoval, like, if that's what Andy's being so dramatic about.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Like, the way I've been so reinvigorated, like, I get into bed every night and I put on Bravo. Like, I'm just like, I'm always eating up. Like, Watch What Happens Live has been so good because there's so much going on in real time and the shows are so delayed. And it's just, it's very exciting. Oh, I did watch Summer House last night.
Right. I figured you were going to talk about it. Let's hear what's
going on. Let me tell you, it's really not good. And Danny Pellegrino actually had like a whole Twitter thread about it and I shared it on my Instagram because it's so right. It's like, we're at a place where like a lot of these people on the show have been on the show for so long and they have these established dynamics and they have friends and they have people they fucking hate. And they're no longer like playing pretend with the people they hate. Like, Amanda and Lindsay don't get along. Paige and Lindsay don't get along. And maybe a few years ago, that would have been a storyline. Like, why aren't we friends? Like, let's make up. But like, neither of them care. Like, they're just not friends, period. And there's such a gap between like the old people and the new people, like Gabby and Sam, who are like in their early 20s and young and fabulous. And like Kyle, who's 40, like, Danny Pellegrino said it best. He said, Kyle is older than Jason Hoppe and Bethany Frankel were when they had their show, Bethany Getting Married. Like, let's put that into perspective.
Imagine if they were in the Summer House.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
So it's just like, I don't know. It's not giving the way it needs to give. I just feel like so many people are checked out. Like, Paige and Sierra have literally done and said nothing. Like, they feel so checked out. It's not working, this group dynamic. I feel like they're hitting a place where, like, Vanderpump Rules hit before all this happened, where it was like, old people, young people, we don't know what to do. And it felt like this huge disconnect between the group. The drama, like, I'm actually confused. Like, I don't get it. And you know what? Everyone, and basically, like, Danielle blew up Italian night because she said she didn't trust Amanda. And then, like, Amanda started, you know, fighting with Lindsay and Danielle. And Danielle started the whole thing. And she just kind of, like, watched everything burn down. And then she starts screaming at Carl for not defending Lindsay. And, like, you know what? First of all, stay out of other people's business. Like, she's so mad this episode because, like, Lindsay and Carl, they're out at a bar. And Lindsay and Carl are just, like, hugging and making out all the whole time. And she's like, well, what about me? I'm like, that's fucking weird. You have a boyfriend. You're 30 years old. Like, get a grip.
Yeah.
So she's just like inserting herself, and it's clear like this is where the divide is starting to happen, because we know Lindsay and Danielle aren't friends anymore. So she's starting to like, you know, talk to Paige and Sierra and Amanda about how, you know, they're moving too fast, Carl and Lindsay. And she's just being like a really bad fucking friend.
No, but she's so extreme. It's like, I either need to be the
I need to
with
burn
you.
This whole house no, down
I need
to defend
be in the
you
with you, or I'm gonna talk shit about your relationship.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm mad, everyone needs to know, or like, I'm riding for you, I'm gonna burn this house down with my love for you. Like, she's so extreme. She's honestly like a terrible reality star, because she's so inconsistent. And up until this point, she has not had a storyline about her. Everything up until this point has revolved around her being Lindsay's mouthpiece, and like, it's actually getting annoying.
Yeah.
So this 2 weeks ago was like not a great episode, and then this week was not a great episode either. I don't know why Andrea is not a full-time cast member. I don't know why literally this guy Chris, who isn't, you know, the most interesting person, is the only single guy in the house. Like, it's so weird. This is a very weird season.
Yeah, I feel like they need a shakeup, and that's kind of what saved Summer House the first time. They like brought in all these new people, and I feel like unless it's a show with like a magical cast like the Jersey Shore that just like keeps regenerating itself, when you have this sort of premise, like, you do need to keep it fresh. And the problem is that so many people are fan favorites because you know them over the years and you mm-hmm. love them, but they don't like give much to the show, because also it's like, at this point, why do I want to ruin my reputation?
They have
like,
too much to lose. They've all started businesses. They're all successful influencers.
And it's like, I like being liked by the fans. I don't want to get in the mud.
100%. And like, the thing with the Jersey Shore, which is a great example, is like, there was so much drama because it was every night back to back, out all night, new couples, new hookups. And like, they're trying to make it seem like they're partying a lot, but like, they go to the club and then they put the timestamps, like, they got home at 11:30. Like, they're really not, it's not like a summer share house party. It's not that, but like, they're pretending like it is.
Yeah, but also like, Jersey Shore is a really good formula, you know, a summer share house with people who are down to clown, but they just hit the lottery with the cast.
Yeah, it was everyone was a star.
Yeah, and like the interpersonal relationships, like that Ronnie and Sam, you mm-hmm. know, took off, but like Mike was kind of always in love with Sam, and then we had like the little JWoww.
Vinny and Snooki.
JWoww
hooked up.
Yeah, and there would always be those like underlying things. They were yep. always friends, and then other people would like come in, Roger, Gianni. Mm-hmm. But it would always be like, oh, you know, but Paulie hooked up with, like, it was just ripe.
Yeah, no, it was, I could literally write a dissertation on the beauty of Jersey Shore. Like, it is the perfect show.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly so grateful to have been influenced by it in my youth, honestly. I am who I am because of that show.
Yeah, and the people and the cast, they were all just, like, so themselves. So,
and they had nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. Even as the show got bigger, they still didn't have anything to lose because they were so rewarded for being themselves, you know?
Yeah. No, and nobody like stopped getting involved in the drama because they all started making a lot of money. Like, if anything, the money encouraged them to be even worse.
Yeah.
It was such a good show.
Yeah.
No, Summer House is not a Jersey Shore. It never will be a Jersey Shore.
But also,
Shore.
Like, the Hamptons are also just, like, not it's like
true.
That.
No, it's true. It's, like, more of a classy affair.
Like, you don't act that way.
No. I mean, people do, but it's something's not working. And at the beginning of the season, I was like, oh, this is good. But the longer we go, like, this measly drama is, like, not enough to sustain a whole plot. And if something's not working, something's got to give.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like, and this is not a statement on Amanda because I really like her, but I do feel like it might be Kyle and Amanda's time.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, they've been the center of the show the whole time and it's worked. And now they're just at a place where it's like, they're married, they're focused on their business. They're really not. Kyle like gets drunk and says crazy things just so he's like still a core part of the show, not because it's like a true feeling.
But it's like, he would be better suited to just like act his age and step into like a mentor sort of role. It'd be better for like, I think his self. Mm-hmm. It'd be better for his business. It'd be better mm-hmm. for the show. And nobody wants to watch like a 40-year-old.
No, like staying up till 3 a.m. with a bunch of 21-year-olds. It's so weird. I really like the new girls though. I think they have a lot of potential. Like, Gabby's very funny.
For sure, but what's a bunch of great new girls without great new guys?
Thank you.
It's really weird.
It's bizarre. It shouldn't, I know it's definitely harder to cast funny, interesting party guys. Like, girls are always just like, more is more. But my God, to give us one new guy and take away those two, I'd even would have taken that mute Alex from last year.
Like, it's literally not that hard. It's not hard. There's so many people who want to be on TV. There's especially like in New York that are like fake influencery.
They need a gay guy for sure.
Yeah.
And they need more single guys for the girls.
Yeah, no, it's really not that hard. Like, it's not rocket science. It should always be like an equal.
Somewhat equal.
You're equal. 4-4.
It's literally like 11-2. It's crazy. It's fucking
weird.
Yeah, and doesn't like Chris feel weird being in that house with like a bunch of girls? Like, at least Kyle is married to one, but like.
No, I think it's weirder for Kyle to be in a house with a bunch of girls.
Yeah,
Chris, I guess. Chris is like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not weird for, I don't think Kyle feels weird, but I find it weird that he's there.
Something's not working. That's my thesis of the day.
Okay, cool. I could see how that is true.
Yeah. That's our show. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast of the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow for the big day. It's hump day.
The big day.
Bye.
Love ya. Bye.